This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
In 2020, Illinois voters rejected a constitutional amendment that would have allowed a graduated state income tax. Illinois billionaire Ken Griffin poured almost $54 million to fight it. Now a ProPublica investigation shows how much money Griffin and other wealthy Illinoisans saved when the amendment failed. ProPublica reporter Mick Dumke is here to lay it out for us. Mick, welcome. Thanks to talk to you.
You too, Melba. Good to be here.
Before we talk about Ken Griffin, remind us what the state constitutional amendment in 2020 would have changed.
Sure. There was a ballot initiative before voters in 2020 that would have enabled the General Assembly to impose a graduated income tax in the state of Illinois. And that, of course, would mean that wealthy people would pay a higher income tax rate than low-income people.
And like we mentioned, Ken Griffin spent almost $54 million on TV ads and flyers and other things fighting that amendment. How much money did you estimate he saved because he wasn't going to have to pay that higher state income tax?
That's right. Currently, the flat tax in Illinois is 4.95%. If this measure had been passed or approved by voters, the legislation would have kicked in that imposed a 7.99% tax on the very highest levels. And we calculated based on some tax data that ProPublica has acquired that Ken Griffin saved $51 million a year when voters turned away this ballot initiative. And so his $54 million, boy, that seems like an astronomical amount of money, but he got a return on that investment in just over a year.
And after all that, Ken Griffin left the state of Illinois, or says he's leaving. You didn't just write about Ken Griffin, though. There were some other ultra-wealthy Illinoisans who spent money against that ballot measure and saved money on their own taxes. Tell us about them.
That's right. We looked at a handful of people who, along with Ken Griffin, contributed to this group called the Coalition to Stop the Proposed Tax Hike Amendment. It really rolls off the tongue, as you can tell. After Mr. Griffin was Sam Zell. He gave $1.1 million, and we estimate based on tax data that he saved himself about $1.6 million a year. After him came Patrick Ryan. He kicked in $1 million to the effort, and we believe he saved about $2.1 million per year. And one other name I'll throw out there because he's highly relevant in state and national politics is Richard Uihlein, who's the head of the company Uihlein and has become one of the most prolific donors to Republican and conservative causes all around the country. He contributed about $100,000 to the campaign against the graduated tax and saved about $15 million a year.
So he got quite a return on that investment. You know, all of this kind of shows the huge amounts of money that get funneled into Illinois' political campaigns. What does it mean for our upcoming election this fall?
Well, I think that's a really good point. It's a point that I had hoped the story made is that while we're writing specifically about this battle over tax rates in Illinois and how much people spent on that, that Illinois has really become a kind of a leader in the Wild West of campaign funding and spending. There are laws on the books here that impose campaign donation limits for most races, but there are these huge loopholes. So looking forward into the next election, well, we just had a primary in Illinois. The winner, Darren Bailey's primary funder was Richard Uihlein. We just got done talking about him. And that sets up Darren Bailey, who, by the way, admitted that he himself is a millionaire as well, against the billionaire Pritzker. What I'm getting at, Melba, is this is going to be a very expensive race. Everybody sit back and prepare yourself for a barrage of really annoying campaign ads because the money's going to be flowing.
Oh, boy. Mick Dumke is a reporter for ProPublica. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is WBEZ.